Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Welcome. In addition to this podcast, I have a website at risingmoonastrology.com where you can find information about readings that I offer and how to contact me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. I also am on Facebook and Instagram if you want to follow me there. Currently, I'm podcasting for each new and full moon, but I do write shorter posts that I put on the website and Facebook and Instagram and can be mailed to you directly if you sign up for my mailing list on the website. So there are lots of ways to follow me, learn about what I do, and learn more about astrology, especially the astrology of the moon and her cycles. Sailing into that full moon in Pisces on the 2nd of September, we now have tipped into the waning half of this lunar cycle. And as I get into this podcast episode for tonight, I want to note that my voice is a little rough tonight. I'm not 100% sure why. I'm fine, but I just want to acknowledge that I might sound a little bit different tonight than usual, but it's all good. So we are heading from the full moon in Pisces to a new moon in Virgo. And I want to make a general comment here, which is that if you follow astrology in its broad strokes, you may be hearing that September is one of our most challenging months in what has proved to be a very challenging year. And while I'm not going to say that's not true, as I look at the pieces, the patterns, the cycles that we're dealing with in the next couple of weeks, and then compared them with the month overall, it seems to me that the really challenging things are kind of bunched up toward the end of the month. They do loom over the rest of the month. Basically, the coming Mars retrograde, the Mars square with Saturn, the Mars square with Pluto, you know, things like that. The malefics, the Capricorn group, all the stuff that's been signaling are challenging events this year. And indeed, we can anticipate more challenging events. Yet, I'm seeing this next waning phase that we're into as a window of opportunity. A theme I've presented recently in other ones, other pieces of the lunar cycle as we go through, I really do feel that our journey to the next new moon in Virgo is a window of opportunity. That we are being offered, we will be offered chances to test ourselves in terms of what we truly want, what we're aligned with, what we're prepared to take action on. In the shadow, as I said, of these looming big things happening with Mars and Saturn and Pluto. But that doesn't mean that there's not opportunities here. Chances for us to do good things, to have good things, to enjoy life as it unfolds on a day-by-day basis. I begin this intro piece before I dive into the details by reading the key dates. And so I will commence that now. The full moon in Pisces arrived on the 2nd of September. Venus opposed Saturn that same day. Venus was enclosed by Saturn and Mars for a couple of days and then squared Mars. And then Mercury moved into Libra on the 5th of September. On Sunday, September 6th, today, very early this morning, we entered the disseminating moon phase with a moon in very late Aries. That same day, today, Venus moved into Leo, which is great for Venus because it takes her away from the action and puts her into a sign where she can explore her desires, her creativity, her values with reference to our core self, our heart. And so this Venus in Leo is one way that we're offered a window of opportunity during this time. So tomorrow about noon, we have the waning trine moon, which will be in Taurus. On September 9th, Mars will station retrograde. It will station within 3 degrees of a square with Saturn, and it won't be direct again until the 13th of November. This is one of the looming things. It is important. At the last quarter moon, the moon will be in Gemini, and it will arrive on Thursday, September 10th at 5:26 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. We'll reach the waning sextile with the moon in Cancer on Saturday, September 12th at 6:44 p.m. That same day, Jupiter will station direct, which makes Jupiter more powerful during this time because he's slow. He's stopping. He's turning. The balsamic moon will be in Leo, actually conjunct Venus, on Sunday, September 13th at 11:24 p.m. On the 15th of September, Venus will square Uranus. And on the 17th at 7 in the morning, we will reach that new moon in Virgo. Mercury will square Jupiter at the same time. And let me go on, which is not something I typically do, to give some dates through to the end of the month. Not the lunations, but some other things that happen. To say the sun moves into Libra on the 22nd of September, so the autumnal equinox. Mercury will square Saturn on September 23rd. Mercury will oppose Mars on the 24th. And then Mercury will enter its shadow. Yes, we are getting close to Mercury's final retrograde for this year, which will be in Scorpio. Mercury will move into Scorpio on the 27th of September. Saturn will station direct in Capricorn on the 29th, which will be the same day that Mars squares Saturn exactly. At the Saturn station, he'll be within 3 degrees of Pluto, which is the closest they're going to get again. So I think you see what I mean, that there's a bunch of heavy stuff happening, but it's really focused at the very end of September. And though we will feel it building, we have these opportunities coming up. So let's look at those in more detail.
Thank you.
I've already shared my take on the disseminating moon in Aries. And this setup, as I said, reminded me so much of Brené Brown because it covered both Mars in Aries and Venus in late Cancer. This idea of our authenticity, our vulnerability, being open with people about how we feel and where we're at, being one of the strongest ways that we can show courage in our day-to-day life. Not the way we typically think of Mars and courage, but I find it an excellent reminder and an encouraging way to set the tone for this lunar cycle, this waning cycle, to say that there's this square, there's this action connection between Venus, still in Cancer at this point, and Mars in Aries, that says, be real, be authentic, even when it scares you. Then Venus moves into Leo, as if Venus has taken on the message of that Venus in Cancer, Mars in Aries square and said, okay, yeah, let's do it. Let's be Venus in Leo. Let's go after what we want with passion and authenticity. So tomorrow at noon, Monday, September 7th, 12:09 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, we reach the waning trine. So trines are ease. Trines happen. If we don't pay attention, we might not even notice it. Although I think we'll notice this one because it's not only a sun-moon trine, sun in Virgo, moon in Taurus. There's actually a grand trine in Earth with Jupiter in Capricorn added. And it's a kite because the sun is applying to oppose Neptune in Pisces. I'm intrigued how Neptune keeps showing up during these cycles. We've got all of this angry, irritated, frustrated Mars, this limiting pressure Saturn, this push for deep transformation in the midst of difficulty Pluto. And here we keep getting Neptune saying, what are you dreaming about? What's your vision? Also, of course, Neptune offers many opportunities for us to zone out. But I would say not when Neptune is sitting at the apex of a kite that is a grand trine in Earth. This is grounded. This is fortunate. This is a way for us to see where we're at right now and understand what might be happening for us as Mars is stationing for its retrograde. On Thursday, September 10th, 5:26 a.m., we reach the last quarter. The moon's in Gemini, and it's a T-square. Because that Virgo sun is opposing, you got it, Neptune in Pisces. So Gemini's like, okay, what are we doing here? What do we got? What can we make happen? What can we get moving? What can we toss up in the air and see where it lands? Mercury, who rules the Gemini moon, is in Libra, moving to oppose Chiron in Aries. So there's a bit of an edge here. It's like, what can we get going? What can we identify that might trigger us? And what can we do to explore that? Of course, Aries is important territory. Again, Mars has taken up a lot of psychic space because he's retrograde now. We reach the waning sextile moon in Cancer on Saturday, September 12th, 6:44 p.m. This is an interesting setup. It's like there's something that wants to happen and can't quite happen yet. But there's news here. There's messaging. What information can we glean so that when we get into this balsamic moon in Leo, we're ready to work with it, to play with it? Sunday, September 13th, 11:30 at night, the moon is conjunct Venus in Leo, trine Chiron, semi-square the sun, applying to square Uranus, applying to sextal Mercury. So the balsamic moon is when we're letting stuff go, when we're prepping the ground for the seeds we'll plant at the new moon. And here we are in Leo, moon Venus conjunct. So how are we letting go? The key to this one, I think, and the prep that we've had from Venus in Leo, the presence of Neptune, and these ongoing connections, is that we get to choose what we're willing to let go of by prioritizing what we desire, what gives us pleasure, what is fully in alignment, in joy with our values. Moon conjunct Venus in Leo is all about taking center stage and saying, this is me, this is who I am. And if we can do that, then letting go of what's not us is easy, right? We'll be ready. The new moon in Virgo, in late Virgo, 25, which means this new moon is going to be trining important stuff in that Capricorn group, will arrive at 7 in the morning on Thursday, September 17th. I will be saying a lot more about this particular new moon in Virgo. But on the way there, look at the opportunities you have to connect with what you want, who you are, what triggers you, what needs to be healed, but in the context of who you are going forward, without spending too much time looking over our shoulders to see what Mars is up to or Saturn's up to, because there'll be plenty of time for that. Let's focus in on our core selves. Figure out what's going on. Figure out where we're at. And work on that. That's my recommendation. That's my desire. That's my thought for all of you. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, wishing you a productive and, yes, I'm going to say it, fun time with this. Exploring, playing, figuring out what works, what doesn't work, what pleases you. So that when we get to that new moon with its new Virgo seeds, we'll be ready. As always, thank you. Thank you for listening.